talking to Harness trainer Barry Rattray. Barry, good to see that your great two-year-old filly who raced in New Zealand is back home with you at Longford.
Yeah, good to see her home. Yeah, she's in good fettle and, pleased to have her home.
She's been home how long?
A week now.
Okay, and have you done much with her?
Very little. She's, two or three days, you know, getting over the trip, and but she seems really good right now. We won't do much with her for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, she's coming off her win in the Jewels, the $150,000 two-year-old race at Cambridge, and her next target, I guess, will be a Heat of the Breeders' Crown in Launceston on July 22?
That's what we anticipate at this stage.
All right, and if she does win that, she'll qualify for a semi, is that right, in Victoria?
Yeah, that's correct. I think that semi's on the 12th of August.
Okay. So what's the plan after that? If she does get there and she makes it to the final, it's a big final, $300,000 up for grabs.
It's there, but getting it will be a different story, won't it?
Yeah. Well, New Zealand fillies, have, you know, and you call herself, she's got to be classed a New Zealand filly. She's done all bar her debut win for you. All of her racing's been in New Zealand. They've got a good record in the Breeders' Crown.
Oh, yeah, look, you know, that's the sort of standard they have to reach to be competitive over there. There'll be plenty of others that go around good, and there'll be a lot of factors that'll come into it, you know, how they travel, how well they are at the time and all the rest of that, and are they good enough, you know? There's a thousand different things that can go wrong. Hopefully they don't. We can get there and fit in well on the day and see how we are.
All right, well, Brian Hughes is training her in New Zealand. Will he come over and prepare her for her Victorian assault, or will you take over the reins?
We'll be taking it at this stage, yeah.
All right, okay. And I guess Wayne and Wendy McLaughlin, they'll be looking forward to spending a bit of time with the filly because they haven't seen much of her, have they?
Yeah, Wayne was out this morning and watched the jog this morning for the first time in a long time. They're all pretty keen on it, and so are we. To see it go forward.
All right. When the Breeders' Crown series are finished, will she come back and stay here to race, or will she go back to New Zealand?
Oh, look, that's up in the air at the moment. It hasn't been discussed as much as I have some idea as to the time that it will allow us to sort of reach our full potential going through to those three-year-old races. My early idea on it was that she may even leave the Breeders' Crown Victoria and go back to New Zealand. But I haven't discussed that with Wayne and Wendy, so that's only just a seed in my mind, if you like, at the moment.
All right, but she's eligible to run in some pretty rich races in New Zealand, up to $800,000 worth of races over a period of time, so it's certainly food for thought.
Oh, look, that's on the cards. December through to March, I think there's, you know, Brian quoted me approximately $800,000 worth of races in five or six races. So okay. It's unreasonable to think that all things being well, that we wouldn't want to have a look at that.
Okay, mate. Well, all right. Lovely. I'm glad that she's back in up at Longford at Corralda Pacing Stables, and obviously she's really enjoying the lush ground you've got up there. Let's hope that it all pans out well and she can win her heat on July 22 in Launceston and go over and test them in a semi-final of the Breeders' Crown. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you very much.